So I'm speaking to Mark Rogers, who is Chief Exec of Birmingham City Council, and for this purposes, Mark, you're also the returning officer.
I am.
So maybe just talk us through how you think the day has gone up till now and how we're doing and the state of the polling itself. Any issues that arose?
No, so I'm really pleased with today, actually. So everybody knows that Birmingham's a big place and all kinds of things can happen here, but actually we've had a really calm, enjoyable day, in fact. It looks like there's a pretty good turnout. I can't tell you what that is yet, but it feels good. I've been out during the day, spent a little time in Washwood Heath, actually, visited four or five polling stations, quite busy. Everybody's kind of, you know, really upbeat in terms of, you know, getting on with it, doing their jobs properly, and the voters are kind of behaving well, which is what we like. We've got here this evening, all the boxes arrive safe and sound, which is always a huge relief to anybody like me, isn't it? We're still in the middle of verification, actually, so we're kind of steady, I think, is probably the way I'd describe it tonight, doing it really carefully, making sure that we get the verification right, because then we can have a much quicker count.
And just for those of us who may not be aware, verification is making sure that the pieces of paper in the box match up with the list taken at the polling station.
Absolutely. So it's basically saying these number of ballot papers were issued during the day at each of the polling stations. When you bring them all back here, do the numbers tally? Because if we get the numbers right at the beginning of the process, when we then count, the candidates will be really confident that we've got everything right, you know, and the result will stand.
And in terms of polling today, do we know of any scenario in Birmingham where it applied the new rules that if you're in the back of the queue at 10 o'clock, you go through and vote?
So what I don't know is exactly where that's happened, but I do know that that has happened tonight. I think it's been in King's Standing, and it's possible that in Hall Green as well we had some of that. And I'm so pleased that we changed the rules after the last difficult situation that we had in 2010, because actually people deserve to be able to get in and not be held up because there's a queue.
So your thoughts are vote results circa 3:30-ish onwards?
I think probably, yeah, so that people don't get over-optimistic. 3:30, I imagine maybe the first one will pop up around then.
Birmingham seems a long way from being a Sunderland in that respect. No ambitions there?
None whatsoever. Sunderland does what Sunderland does, and everybody knows that. It's I'm not going to say it's a gimmick, but, you know, there's no need to follow their example. And actually, in a big place like Birmingham, it's really important to me that we get it right. So it's the usual kind of aphorism, which is, you know, speed, not haste.